This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServ USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on your mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henin.
Well, if you hey, let's get rocking and rolling for another hour. The judge is on the line. You see that, Kev? Judge Andrew?
Yep.
Andrew Napolitano of Fox fame, now on Newsmax. Great podcast. How are you, Judge?
I'm great, Scott. It's a pleasure to be on with you, my friend.
What's going to happen tonight?
Well, I think most Republicans are going to be watching the debate. A lot of them will look at my friend and former colleague Tucker Carlson's interview with a former president. But I think most people are going to want to see, can Chris Christie land a knockout blow on Ron DeSantis? Will the unknown but rapidly rising somewhat libertarian Vivek Ramaswamy make some headway? Will Ron DeSantis continue to overpromise and underproduce? It's hard for me to say. The whole week, however, is a bit of a masterstroke in PR for the former president, because on Thursday he's going to be booked in Atlanta for the Georgia indictment, and that is going to take all of the air out of the, well, what happened last night in the debate, and everybody's going to be focused on Trump.
As everything seems to be when it comes to Donald Trump, you called it a masterstroke. The guy is a showman, isn't he? I mean, he obviously he's got a record as a great president, incredible things done in 4 years. Now there's all the battle over the nomination and all the legal troubles. But this is a stage for Donald Trump. These are all very calculated decisions, aren't they?
Well, you know, he's been my friend for 35 years, and sometimes I hear from him when I say things he doesn't want to hear. So I wear two or three hats. You know, one, I'm a small government libertarian. He's not. Two, I've been his friend for 35 years. He interviewed me twice for the Supreme Court of the United States. Three, I wear the hat as a lawyer, legal scholar, and a life-tenured judge, in which I try to be very neutral, not as to the law the way I want it to be, but the law the way it is interpreted. So, yes, he is a master showman, and yes, he does know how to turn adversity into advantage by carefully planned and timed complaints about the legal system and milking the mainstream media and getting it to do his bidding. He has caused his poll numbers to go up every time a grand jury indicts him, irrespective of the gravity of the case and irrespective of the soundness of the evidence. Now, at some point, I think this will catch up with him, because bluster doesn't work in the courtroom. Bluster works on the campaign trail and in a debate scenario and in most other political settings. So he is, your statement is essentially correct. He is a master showman and brilliant at turning adversity around to his own advantage. But being in a courtroom is not a comfortable environment for him, because it's one that he can't control.
Is he right or wrong? Was he right or wrong to opt out of this debate, in your view?
I think he was quite correct to do it. Look, Chris Christie is my boyhood friend. Again, I'm a libertarian, so I disagree with much of what he says. But we've known each other for years, and he and I talked about this. He expected Trump to opt out. He was hoping that Trump would be there. I think Trump did the right thing. If I were hovering around 50%, if Ron DeSantis was around 20, and Christie and the others were in single digits, I would feel that I had nothing to gain by going. The fact that, and this, he didn't force this to happen. This just turned out this way. The fact that the booking, the surrendering to a sheriff being mugshot and fingerprinted is the very next day is going to brilliantly turn all the focus from the debate onto him, and the fact that he is being interviewed by someone who was famously or infamously fired from an extremely influential media post, a person who is a great attraction for many of Trump's supporters, and that they will be running his interview with Tucker Carlson at the same time is also a stroke of genius. So what I'm saying is, even if Chris Christie lands a knockout blow on Wednesday night, it'll be forgotten by Thursday afternoon because all eyes will be on Trump in Atlanta.
No, I get it. And he's got to do a knockout blow without Trump there, so very difficult to do. And
Correct.
And this coming from someone who is not, other than Northeast Republicans, not much of a Republican to the vast majority of the Trump world. So I think he's got a lot of challenges ahead of him, but he's a master debater. He knows how to do this, and he's done it before. Here's another theory I want to try out on you, Judge. I would love to see Donald Trump say, I'm done with Republican debates. Not only am I not coming to this one, I'm not coming to any of them. You know what I am going to do? Starting today, this campaign is between me and Joe Biden. And I am not going to take pot shots at, I'm not going to psychoanalyze the other candidates, call them to sanctimonious, anything else. I'm in this race to beat Joe Biden. Let's go. Let's completely shut off the food fight and go for Joe Biden. Would that be a smart decision of Donald Trump?
Well, that might just remember, he is beholden to 50 state Republican organizations, and that might disaffect him from a lot of them. He's not beholden to the RNC, the Republican National Committee, but if the Republican organization in the state of New Jersey, for example, Christie's home, decided to put Trump in some place on the ballot where nobody could find his name and Christie's where everybody could see it. They can do that. They can do that if he thumbs his nose at them by refusing to engage in what reasonable people do. However, in terms of the country at large, in terms of MAGA, in terms of enhancing MAGA, I think your suggestion is brilliant.
I also think that on the legal side, it would more closely focus the just incredible fact that seems to be lost on so many people that the Biden administration, the Biden Justice Department, the Biden FBI is trying to take out a presidential opponent of theirs. You know, so I think people would better understand that dynamic and not get focused on the pot shot of the day from Trump punching down to somebody in the field.
Yeah, nice put. I mean, the FBI is schizophrenic here. This is the same FBI that tried to take out Donald Trump when he was in the White House, when they worked for him. Now the FBI is trying to prevent him, the CIA trying to prevent him from running all over again. So it is Trump's identification of the deep state as the problem with the government, and his amassing tremendous support for that argument, that again has been a brilliant and gifted PR move, and that might be crystallized if instead of running against Christie and DeSantis and the others, he began running against old Joe.
Is he capable of that, Judge?
He only has to press a couple of buttons.
Yeah.
Joe can't compose two English sentences.
Oh.
Joe's wasting money and killing people in Ukraine. Joe is selling off the wall that I built at the Mexican border. There's only two or three. He can't limit himself to that. But if he could limit himself to two, three, or four hot buttons, people would walk away from his rallies extremely fulfilled.
Do you think he's capable of that? Could he do that if you said, hey, Don, Mr. President, whatever you call him, your friends, Judge, obviously, with the former president, here's the strategy for you. Is he so much enjoyed the battle and the fight and the desanctimonious and the different things he throws back and forth that he'd be unable to just do that, whatever his skill set? He's not wired that way?
Well, he surprised me, and I'll give you a story in a minute. I think he is unable to do that because he does enjoy the crowd reaction when he needles the others. He takes great strength and great joy from the crowd. However, when he was indicted last week, he announced immediately that his lawyers had prepared a lengthy report in conjunction with high-tech election consultants, refuting everything that was in the indictment, and was going to release that report at a press conference at his home in Bedminster, New Jersey, on Monday afternoon. I immediately went on national television and said, this is absolutely the worst thing you can do. You don't reveal your defense to the government until you are forced to do so.
Great insight from Judge Andrew Napolitano. Judge, I have one more big question for you. It's a big one. Can you hang tight? Awesome. Appreciate that. We'll do that right after this on What's On Your Mind. Brought to you today by MyPillow. The big deals are waiting. MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. Check it out.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home. The one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Ramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Plenty past the hour on What's On Your Mind. More of our conversation with Judge Andrew Napolitano in just a moment. We'll also hear from Steve Hallstrom, who is in Milwaukee. Kevin is planning to serenade Steve in for his next segment with a little Laverne and Shirley, right?
Okay.
Haas and Pfeffer.
Haas and Pfeffer Incorporated.
Yeah.
What was the beer company Laverne worked for?
can't do you
Schatz
there.
Schatz Brewing, yeah.
Well, there is a Schatz Brewing, isn't there?
I don't think so.
Isn't there?
I think it was fictional.
Okay, all right. What am I thinking of?
Fifth season, what city did Laverne and Shirley and their friends move to? Left Milwaukee.
Get out of town.
They did, remember?
Yeah. I do not.
They moved to L.A. They moved to Burbank.
I love that show. Love that show. Love it, love it, love it. By the way, Vivek Ramaswamy has tweeted out, wishing Doug Burgum well, looking forward to seeing him on stage tonight. We also have a little tidbit regarding Governor Burgum and the, if you haven't heard, breaking news this morning, debate drama. Governor Burgum injured a leg in a basketball game last night, and his participation in the debate is now questionable because they're not sure he can stand. Evidently, Fox News, according to a tweet that is out there, has the discretion to say whether they lower the podium or accommodate Governor Burgum. So that's new as well. You know, living with a terminal illness can be a challenging and stressful experience for both patient and their loved ones. At times you may feel overwhelmed or alone. Hospice of the Red River Valley is committed to helping people live comfortably and with a sense of normalcy. Everyone deserves to have the best quality of life possible and be treated with dignity. For over 40 years, Hospice of the Red River Valley provides physical, emotional, and spiritual end-of-life care to those living with a life-limiting illness and their loved ones. For you, for them, for us, Hospice of the Red River Valley, take control of your care online, hrrv.org, hrrv.org. All right, back with Judge Napolitano. Thanks for waiting. Appreciate it. Just have one more big question here for you, and I hate to even ask it, because it scares me.
Right.
You're a lawyer, Judge. You got the legal mind. Can Trump run the tables here and avoid jail time?
It's very this is an answer I don't want to give. It's very difficult for him to run the table. I think the most dangerous charge against him is Mar-a-Lago, simply because no one, take it to the bank, no one has been convicted of these espionage charges and escape jail. The government takes this with over the top seriousness, no matter who the government is, Republican prosecutors or Democratic prosecutors, the failure to safeguard national defense secrets. I also think he's in a different world in Georgia, one that he can't control. And I think the January 6th case, he has a judge that's already threatened him either by locking him up or by moving the trial to very, very soon, like Christmas time of this year, for her fear that he is going to intimidate witnesses. Not directly intimidating them, not threaten them like mob guys did, but by the public things that he'll say. So I think he has some very serious legal peril. The indictment in New York, I think, is a piece of garbage. He didn't keep his books properly. Nobody was harmed. The other three indictments are loaded with evidence against him. And all the evidence comes from the same source. It comes from people around him with whom the government cut deals. In return for not indicting them, they have agreed to testify against Trump in behalf of the government. The government does this all the time. It's a form of legalized bribery. I've been condemning it since my law school days, which is a long time ago. But the government can do it, and this is going to come back to bite Trump. In Georgia, Rudy Giuliani and Donald Trump's worst nightmare is their closest collaborators in Georgia are the government's chief witnesses against them.
So do we really think there is a time when a former president of the United States is going to be put in jail from one of these indictments?
I hate to say this, but now I'm not wearing my hat as his friend. I'm wearing my hat as a judge, and I'm not wearing my hat as a libertarian who wishes the law were different, because I think conspiracy is just a thought crime, and thought crimes are not permitted under the First Amendment. But wearing my hat as a judge, knowing the way the law is today, knowing the way it's been written, knowing the way it's been interpreted, knowing the way it's been implied, the short and unpleasant answer to your question is yes.
Can
If convicted, he will go to jail, yes.
So is there an opportunity legally, do you believe, in all of these for these to be put off until after the election?
I don't think the judges will do that. I know his lawyers are going to labor mightily for that, but I don't expect that to happen. The judge in the January 6th case is very determined to try that case before the Republican primaries, and the same with Georgia. The one in New York is willing to wait until after the election, and Mar-a-Lago, I can't predict which way it's going to go. That judge is a bit of an oddball, and she's been reprimanded by the appellate court for getting too involved in the prosecution, so I can't predict which one that's going to go. But Georgia and January 6th are the ones that I think I can safely predict will both be tried before Super Tuesday.
A great legal mind. Folks, subscribe to the podcast and watch him on Newsmax, our friend Judge Andrew Napolitano. Thank you, sir.
Pleasure, Scott. It's a good time of day for me. Anytime you want me, right back with you.
Appreciate it. You take care.
Thank you.
Isn't he great, huh? Judge Napolitano. A lot of insight there that I've not heard anywhere else. Really miss him on Fox and love
yeah,
him when I catch
good
him.
To, good to hear him back again, yeah.
Watch Newsmax anyway. Then you got him. Hey, Kevin in Fergus Falls, let's get you in here before break. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, Scott, Kevin, I did a couple texts. Stay on the trail of new COVID coming. I just tried to re-email Scott Jensen back. He's holding, like, town hall meetings. One is in Alec, speaking out about how they failed kind of partially on the first one, and this one could be tougher, but they wiped them off. They won't go through. And,
Wait a minute. What do you mean when you say they cut him off, they won't go through? What do you mean?
The emails to all his double email addresses. So it's either getting changed by him or they're not letting him go through.
Oh, you're saying we text back and forth with Dr. Jensen all the time. Do you know when that Alexandria event is, Kevin?
I saw it. Oh, God, I got to open up my tablet. I think it could be this week or tonight.
All right. Let me find that out, and I'll try and get an answer before the end of the program because we'd like everybody to know about that and ask him if he's having any email issues.
And keep very aware that this stuff is going behind the scenes just like the border is still open. So, you know, it's kind of like, yeah, who cares about the presidential candidates? We should. But, we got to watch this other stuff, too.
There's a report out that mask mandates are coming back on the airlines. And, you know, you see bits and pieces of this little thing, and I don't think we know enough about this new strain to say it's going to be any kind of, you know, horrific whatever. But it's just a chance for them to go, scare you. We're not buying it this time. We've seen that movie. We're not going again.
Where's my mask?
Oh, my.
For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life. Because you were made for more.
USA News Update. Some GOP voters in Wisconsin expressing their disappointment in former President Trump's decision to skip tonight's debate, saying that they think it's a missed opportunity. Former President Trump says he'll travel to Atlanta tomorrow to surrender in his Georgia election interference case. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell giving a talk this week on the U.S. economic outlook. He's expected to give the latest views on whether more policy tightening will be needed to bring down inflation. About one in every five women are mistreated while receiving maternity care, and close to a third face discrimination. That's according to a new CDC report. Much of the central U.S. dealing with an extremely dangerous heat dome. Forecasters say those temps could surpass 100 degrees in some areas from the Midwest to the Gulf Coast. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What's on your mind? Brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Oh, come on, Scott. What are you talking about? You mean oil and gas is in Hillsboro, Mayville, Wahpeton, Horace? Well, there's roads and bridges and schools in all of those places. And guess who's funding it? Find out more at ndpetroleum.org. Integral industry to every corner of North Dakota and your life. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. They, by the way, are one of our fine sponsors of our broadcast, both of Steve Hallstrom and the Steve Hallstrom Show live from Milwaukee later this afternoon, 4 to 6 on Flag East. And also in our reports here today and in our debate coverage, which tonight starts at 7:30 on the Flag. 7:30 p.m., debate today. And analysis after, we have a group of about 30 folks that have volunteered to come in, watch the debate, and then give us some feedback on the debate. So those broadcasts brought to you by North Dakota Petroleum Council, Remax Legacy, Labor Masters, Busick Olson and Associates, Brenco, and Brudlick Law Office, serving clients across North Dakota, Minnesota, and Arizona. Do you have some walk-up music for Steve here?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 for me. Survival.
Let's go to Shots. Let's go to the Shots Brewing Tap Room and pick up with Steve.
I'm hoping he gets the joke here.
Oh, yeah. He's hip.
Any Laverne and Shirley fan has to know Milwaukee was their home.
That and Happy Days.
Yeah, Happy Days was, too.
Yeah, it was a spinoff.
Yeah, Laverne and Shirley. Here he is, folks. The one and only Steve Hallstrom live from Milwaukee. Counting down to the debate. Steve, what's happening?
Not much. I have been resisting the urge to find beer and brats since I've been here. There are a few places where you can find them in downtown Milwaukee. But so far, yeah, sadly, it's been mostly just a lot of work, but fun work. Love being here, and what better place for us to be, and certainly on a morning like this where there's been some news breaking about our very own Governor Doug Burgum.
There is some debate drama. Anything new? We did find out from GOP Media Affairs Director Chris Larson got a quote that said that all inquiries are being referred to the Burgum campaign on the status, and then also we learned that Fox News is the one that could accommodate him rather than all the other candidates, which would seem odd to me, but there's at least one report out there that said this is all about Fox News' discretion on whether or not to accommodate the governor if, for instance, he decided he needed to sit rather than stand tonight. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, so Fox News is responsible for the layout of, you know, how the program is going to go, the questioning and so forth. Usually it's the RNC or the political establishment that's sponsoring the event to be able to decide the ground rules. If I am, say, Asa Hutchinson or somebody else who is just desperately looking to get a word in edgewise, having fewer people on the platform is a good thing. I did see Vivek Ramaswamy sent a tweet out earlier this morning on X saying that he wished Doug Burgum well, look forward to seeing him on the stage tonight. I thought that was a classy move by him. But I'm sure there are some there who would not like to see concessions made. And if it means we get one more person off the stage, then that's maybe a good thing.
And I should stand corrected here. I guess the fact that the accommodations are at the discretion of Fox News is a opinion that is making its rounds on X as well, Twitter. So that could be just somebody surmising. It's hard to say.
Yeah, it would be surprising that it's not up to the RNC and the candidates. Usually these rules for how these debates happen, they have to be agreed to in advance by anybody, and typically there's not a lot of change allowed to those things once it gets established. But anyway, I think we're all saying the same thing. Nobody exactly knows, and it'll be some good theater to watch tonight one way or the other, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Steve Hallstrom joining us from Milwaukee, and his show, The Steve Hallstrom Show, 4 to 6 this afternoon, have full coverage. Plus tonight, covering the event itself in the spin room after, and going to have a lot of great coverage for us. Our coverage starts tonight at 7:30 p.m. right here on Flag East and West.
Scott, maybe we should mention why we're talking about this uncertainty with Doug Burgum. If you're just joining us and you hadn't heard, we learned earlier this morning that Doug Burgum was taken to a Milwaukee emergency room after suffering an injury playing basketball with some campaign staffers last night. We have confirmed through the campaign that he is not in the hospital any longer. It is a leg injury and his status is unknown because they don't know if he'll be able to stand for the debate tonight. And each of these candidates will be behind a typical sort of podium, chest high, where you can see them from about the chest up, and they've got a microphone that comes about chin high. So the option of him sitting does not work with the layout, and we've seen the layout already. It's eight of those podiums across the stage.
That's certainly the most, that's the storyline right now for those of us watching this debate. Our own North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum goes to that Herculean effort of, hey, you donate $1 and I'll give you a $20 gift card, and gets enough donors to get on the stage in a creative way, and then is in this, in this pickle right now. That's certainly what we're watching closely. I would say the other debate drama is the fact that Donald Trump's not there, and that he will be doing an interview airing at the same time with Tucker Carlson. Now, Tucker Carlson's no pushover, right? A Sean Hannity interview of Donald Trump is very different than a Tucker Carlson interview of Donald Trump. So this is going to be a very interesting conversation, and they're counter-programming the debate. What do you make of that, Steve?
Yeah, Trump's good enough that I don't think it matters who the questioning is coming from. He's going to go where he wants to go, no matter what the questions are. So here's my question that I have in my mind. So President Trump doesn't do a ton of interviews, but he's done several along the way. Did one with Brett Baer not too long ago, and I think he's done one with Tucker Carlson the last few months or so. Will the average Republican be more interested in the Donald Trump interview, or will they be interested in the first debate? And I suppose it depends on who you're partial to and maybe what you feel like you've heard before. And do you feel like you're going to hear any new ideas or platform points from Donald Trump, or will it be the same sort of storylines that we often get from President Trump about, the media's out to get him and Biden is no good and none of these other candidates that are doing this thing in Milwaukee are worth a darn anyway, or will there be something new there? So it'll be interesting to find out. I thought he might come to Milwaukee, actually, and do something at another venue and have a rally here, but I think doing something is probably a good move on his part. It'll just be interesting to see what the interest is for that, and if they both drop at the same time, what the attendance numbers look like for both.
Matt emails, one should consider that Trump is dealing with defending himself from the corrupt Joe Biden White House, and they are the ones not allowing him the time to show up to the campaign. I believe Trump I believe this would be a valid reason for Trump not to show up at the debate. I think it's because there's no win in him coming to the debate. You know, really, there's no upside. Everybody's gunning for him. He's got the lead, you know, so I think it's...
Yeah, if Donald Trump wanted to be here, he'd be here.
Yeah, I agree.
He would find the 2 hours to do it.
Now, interestingly...
And I've got to think, Scott, that it's going to drive him nuts tonight to be watching, if he's watching, which I'm guessing that he will, and not be able to be there. Because he's going to take some arrows. At least, you know, Chris Christie's going to sling a few, for sure. And this is one way where an Asa Hutchinson or somebody else who's kind of in that fifth or sixth area, a Mike Pence, who does not appear to have an immediate lane, could... You know, make something happen. They could try to reel Donald Trump in a little bit as far as the percentages in polling goes by trying to take some shots at him. So it's going to be driving him crazy. I feel for him not to be here doing this. I'm sure he's gotten advice not to do it. It probably makes the most sense for him not to be here. But I've got to think there's a big part of him that would love to.
By the way, Governor Doug Burgum has just tweeted. Sorry, I'm going to always call them tweets, right? Even though it's on X, I'm so lost.
It's Twitter. It's just a different logo.
Ugh, whatever.
I know, right?
It says, I played lots of pickup games in my day. This isn't the first time one has sent me to the ER. Appreciate all the well wishes. And then a little emoji of American flag. So, no, I'll be there tonight. So the drama continues, right, Steve?
I would bet it's the first one that sent you to the ER before the most important debate of your life, though.
Yeah, I think that's fair, too. Yeah, I mean, Doug Burgum's going to be there. I think if they got to prop him up with a stick and shoot him full of morphine, he'll do whatever that he can to get there. Maybe not morphine, but cortisone shots or whatever. I mean, he needs this badly. He is eighth and probably a solid seventh or eighth at least. He's a long way back in any polling, and there's no guarantees. If his fundraising and his poll numbers don't improve, he won't be there a month from now at the second debate. So he desperately needs to not just be there and be good, but he needs to be memorable, and he needs to be articulate. He needs to make his points. He needs to find some creative way to either trot out a policy point or a prediction of some kind or a promise. On day one, I'll do this that raises some eyebrows. So he needs to be there, and he's competitive enough and driven enough that I'm sure that he will. It's just a question of, you know, if it's an Achilles tear that he suffered, that's very different than, you know, a bad sprain to the ankle or a strain to an MCL in the knee or something like that. So it'll be very interesting, but I cannot see any scenario under which he is not there tonight.
Another listener says, Trump's doing that interview tonight with Tucker, RIP debate ratings. That also will be interesting just to see what, you know, how this fares with other presidential debates in our past. So I think that's kind of interesting. Let's see here. What do we
I think the only question I'd have is how many people are going to watch the debate, and then when it gets boring or they've had enough, then they'll go watch Tucker later, because on X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it, those things live on. So you can go back and watch it later. It's not like a rally where if you miss it, you can't see it again. So you can have your cake and eat it, too, if you wanted to see both tonight.
Found it interesting that Judge Napolitano, putting his lawyer, legal judge hat on, sees very little possibility that Donald Trump could avoid conviction / jail time in any of these. We really didn't get into the whole question of, you know, appeals and things that can push that ultimate, if in fact he's right in predicting correctly, past the election. I asked him about that, but he said, I don't think he can do that. Push it past the election. So a friend of Donald Trump's for 35 years saying, and a texter says, boy, it was refreshing to hear a judge and a friend of Donald Trump thinks that he will be found guilty and will spend time in jail. There truly is law and order in America. A no doubt minority opinion of folks in our audience, but nonetheless much appreciated. More with Steve Hallstrom. Who gets a seat in the debate? How do you get in there to actually watch the debate? How many people will be there? Steve's going to break that down for us. And a little bit of old business from a call we had last segment about Dr. Scott Jensen. He is doing an event in Alexandria. It's the Global Health Freedom Summit, September 30th, Alexandria, Minnesota. Google Global Health Freedom Summit 2023 for tickets. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio to start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, green dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklet Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Get healthy. CBD Powerful Natural Pain Relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Brought to you by Gateway Building Systems. The folks that understand the success of your farm is absolutely dependent on storage. Do you know they're the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S.? They provide you with both Brock solid bins and grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. They've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's their mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on their Brock solid bins now. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com. Somebody texted me and said, is it true that car washes are free at PetroServe USA? Yes, if you go to the Harwood location where that brand new car wash just opened, it's free 8 to 8 today, 8 to 8 through Sunday. free car washes, and it's a great car wash. And, of course, there are many PetroServe USA car washes, all with incredible deals, plus the home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. You just tell them Scott sent you. Back to Steve Halstrom in Milwaukee covering the Republican debate. The candidates facing off tonight. By the way, one just side note here on a different story. Fox is reporting that there is an active shooter event happening in Pittsburgh right now. And the FBI is involved, and that's all we really know. Some neighborhood in Pittsburgh with an active shooting. Back with Steve Halstrom from the Steve Halstrom Show, live from Milwaukee tonight, the presidential debate for the GOP. Who's going to be in the arena?
Yeah, Scotty, it's the toughest ticket in town. It's not available to the general public, so you can't go on StubHub and buy a ticket. You had to be invited, and you had to know somebody either in the Fox News organization, the Republican National Committee, the Wisconsin GOP, and then there's another group that's sort of, I don't exactly know how you say it, but they're kind of co-sponsoring the debate called the Young Americas Foundation. And I'm not clear exactly sure what their role is, but I think the intent here is kind of like Turning Point USA to try to bring in some young conservatives and get them to participate as well. So you had to know somebody in one of those groups to be able to get a ticket. There are only going to be, I saw Milwaukee Journal Sentinel had a story on this earlier this week, and they're predicting, or their projections are that there will only be about 4,000 to 5,000 people in the arena, and that actually came from building management, that's what's been asked for, that they would accommodate 4,000 to 5,000 people for seating. So it's not going to be like a big NFL game or even a Milwaukee Bucks game or anything like that, where it's going to be thousands of people screaming for one side or the other. You'll have a handful of fans, if you will, from each of the candidates, but a lot of people will be sort of arm's length observers. So because of that, Scott and Kevin, it doesn't really have that feel like if you went to a Trump rally and saw, you know, people, thousands of people on the streets, go Trump, go, face paint and all that stuff. It's not that kind of a feel here, although certainly there will be some very excited people that will be coming in today to support their candidates.
By the way, CBS News just tweeted out that a source close to the Burgum campaign is reporting that Burgum will be at the walkthrough today. Now, do you get to go to the walkthrough?
Do not. Yeah, media. It's one of those interesting events where media is not even allowed to be in the main arena. There are certain kind of side rooms and work areas that we can be at, but we're not allowed to be at walkthroughs or in the arena at the event tonight. We'll be watching it on a TV screen in a side room. So not exactly sure, but it's Fox News' rules on that, and so be it. The candidates will come in to that walkthrough through a secured entrance, I'm told, that the building has. So this is when Giannis comes in to play basketball for Milwaukee, he doesn't, you know, park six blocks away and walk in. They've got underground parking available for him, and the candidates themselves will be allowed to go into an area like that so that they're not going to be walking in. So it wouldn't probably do much good for us to sit outside the main entrance and watch to see if Burgum walks in, to see what that looks like, and especially given everything today, I'm sure they'll want to make his walk or his amble as short as possible.
Yeah, no, they get rock star treatment. They pull right in the backstage area and right there.
Yeah, usually, though, you see video. I remember in the past just seeing, you know, quick shots of them doing the walkthrough, but it's interesting they're not allowing media to be in there because obviously
he's going to be there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if he's going to the walkthrough, that's a pretty good sign that he's going to be in the debate, don't you think, Steve?
No question. And you guys know Doug Burgum. He is determined. He's driven. He's competitive. Probably feels a little embarrassed, if we're honest, about what happened. And man, it wasn't probably a great idea that we played some hoops the night before this thing. So he's going to give it every effort. And, you know, whatever they've got to do, cortisone shots or whatever they can do, you know, take 4 Advil, 4 Tylenol, 4 aspirin, 4...
Eye of Newt. I mean, whatever you got to do to get yourself ready for something like this, I'm sure he's going to do it. This is his last chance. Let's be honest about that. If he does not have a good showing here tonight, he likely isn't on the debate stage the second time around. So he needs to be there, needs to make it happen. Not surprised at all. He'll do everything in his power to be there. And my guess is that he'll find a way to make it through. And we still don't really know the nature of the injury. We don't know if it's a blown ACL or just a bad strain, and they thought it was worth getting looked at the hospital. And, you know, that sounds like emergency room, life-threatening situation, but it may not be as much of a factor as we think it could be. So, yeah, I expect him to be there at the walkthrough and be there tonight and give it his best shot.
By the way, we have a new Lund boat in your future. Does that sound good, Steve, with a Mercury motor on the back of it? Kev?
I can handle that.
Go for a Lund boat Mercury motor?
Yeah.
Our friends at Ray Sport and Marine, family of dealerships, rebates up to $5,500 today and for 1 week only. It ends next Wednesday. Ray Sport and Marine. Find them over there in Moorhead. They're in Perham. They're in Bemidji. They're everywhere. Family of dealerships. That's it for us today. Thank you, Steve Hallstrom. God bless, folks. Bye-bye. On MyPillow's 20-year anniversary, with over 80 million MyPillows sold, Mike Lindell and the MyPillow employees want to thank each and every one of you by getting you the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. Queen-size MyPillows, regular price $69.98, now only $19.98, and just $10 more for king-size. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs to help you get the best sleep ever. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio square to get Mike's amazing offer on queen-size MyPillows for $19.98, or call 800-506-9028. Promo code SCOTT. In addition to this special anniversary offer on MyPillows, you'll also receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and more. Take advantage of the biggest sale in MyPillow's history. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Promo code SCOTT to take advantage of Mike's special offer on MyPillows. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code SCOTT or call 800-506-9028.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-877-877. 928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.